说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello there, newbies. This is Chinese Pod, bringing you lessons in spoken Mandarin all the way from Shanghai, China. My name is Ken Carroll.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
Now, we're singing and dancing here today, Jenny,
yes.
Are we not?
We are in a fantastic mood today.
Yes, we are, because, you know, especially me.
Yeah, I know that's your talent, singing and dancing.
Yeah, singing and dancing. Well, we're going to be talking about singing and dancing here in this. How do you say the word to sing?
唱歌. Yes.
Wow, that's quite a mouthful.
唱歌.
Okay, and dance.
跳舞.
Wow, great. Now we're going to be hearing both of these verbs in this short dialogue. Before we listen to the dialogue, who do you think is talking to who here? What is the situation here?
I think it could be between an adult and a kid. Adult asking the kid, trying to befriend the kid, I guess.
Okay. Mm. Or maybe, yeah, the neighbor's kid is visiting and you're making sort of small talk, you're chatting to the kid. Yeah. Okay. So let's sit back. Let's listen to this dialogue three times and then we'll come back and we'll take a look at it.
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is, for what test does Chinese Pod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph, B, the colonoscopy, C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test. That's right, Chinese Pod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
Dialogue, first time.
你会唱歌吗?
不会。
你会跳舞吗?
也不会。
Second time.
你会唱歌吗?
不会。
你会跳舞吗?
也不会。
Third time.
你会唱歌吗?
不会。
你会跳舞吗?
也不会。
Okay, so let's take a look at the translation here.
Okay. 你会唱歌吗?
Can you sing?
你会唱歌吗?
Can you sing?
你会唱歌吗? 不会。
No.
不会。
No.
不会。 你会跳舞吗?
Can you dance?
你会跳舞吗?
Can you dance?
你会跳舞吗? 也不会。
No, can't do that either.
也不会。
Oh, no, I can't do that either.
也不会。 Oh, turns out the kid doesn't know either.
Useless kid.
Ken, how can you say that about a kid?
They
get away with anything, right?
Now, of course, all kids can sing and dance in one form or another. But this one is a potential. You know, sometimes they can sing and dance, but they just don't cooperate. You know, maybe that's their
And also,
point.
You know, I feel bad for the kids because... Like, the only thing adults ask you is show your talents and perform, right?
Yeah, like a performing monkey or something. Yeah, it must be pretty humiliating sometimes to be a kid. I agree with that. Now, there's some very interesting, useful language here because this, again, is a newbie lesson, but some of the language could be used in many, many contexts here.
Yes.
Let's take it from the top, Jenny. Let's look at the first sentence.
你会唱歌吗? 你会唱歌吗?
Now, this is a question. And we know it's a question because at the end of the sentence we have...
妈。
And that's a particle and it indicates you've got a question on your hands.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, we also have the verb to sing, which we looked at earlier, and that is...
唱歌。
Now, 唱歌, the tones there are...
Fourth and first.
Let's hear it again, please, Jenny.
唱歌。 Yes, so you can go around and sing the word 唱歌.
Yeah. That's right. It's singing. The verb to sing. Mm. Now, the verb to be able to.
That's 会. 会.
Now, 会, fourth tone, right? Mm. It means to be able to in the sense of to have the skill of. Right?
The ability to
do it. Not the capacity in an abstract sense, but the ability to be actually able to do something.
Yes.
All right. So, the full sentence was...
你会唱歌吗? 你会唱歌吗?
Now, the first word we had here was 你, and that is the...
The pronoun, you.
Yes, second person. There you go. So the whole question literally was, you are able to sing, question mark, let's hear it.
你会唱歌吗? 你会唱歌吗?
There you go. That's how you ask the question.
Yes.
Now, you could substitute the verb 唱歌 with other verbs. Yeah. And in fact, we're going to see that in a second.
Yes.
But how might one respond to this?
不会。不会。 And of course, that's the negative.
不会,
no,
right.
I cannot.
Now, notice that it is the verb. Remember in the question was 你会?
Yeah.
你会吗?
Yes.
So you use the same verb 会 to answer. And in the negative, that is
不会。不会。
Yeah. So maybe you just ask me 你会吗? And I'll answer.
Ken, 你会唱歌吗?
不会。
你会跳舞吗?
Oh, 不会.
And 跳舞 is our next keyword.
Indeed. So what is 跳舞?
To dance.
To dance. Let's hear it again.
跳舞。跳舞.
What are the tones on that, Jenny?
It's a fourth and a third.
A fourth and a third.
跳舞。跳舞. Yeah.
Now, 跳 actually means what?
To jump.
To jump.
Yeah. But you do jump, kind of, when you dance.
There's a distinction between jumping and dancing.
Stomping, maybe. The Irish dance, right?
Yeah, they do.
跳舞, can you do that?
Yes, of course. I'm doing it right now for the listeners, in case you don't know.
你会吗?
我会.
你会跳舞?
我会跳舞. And I'm kidding, I cannot 跳舞 at all to save my life. But anyway, now notice that the question, can you dance, is the same format as the first question. So let's hear it again.
你会跳舞吗? 你会跳舞吗?
So basically we substituted
唱歌 with 跳舞.
That's right. Good. 唱歌 and 跳舞. Good. Now, and the answer is no, I can't do that either.
也不会. 也不会.
So we have this 不会 meaning cannot do. Yeah, meaning
either.
Yeah.
Either. Also.
Also. Right. Yeah, 不会. I can't do that either. How sad.
But it's important to be honest, right?
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. You know, it's funny because, I mean, I foresee this dialogue as being fairly likely when a grown-up's talking to a kid. You know, you just, hi, the neighbor, can you sing, can you dance? So, but actually, John Passon pointed out that it's quite common for
Chinese
to ask foreigners, can you?
Because we've all seen Sound of Music and we assume you grow up singing and dancing all the time.
I think so, yeah. Like, you know, the MTV and all of this. And there's always these musicals and people think, we foreigners spend our whole lives singing and dancing and having a ball.
Or sometimes it's just an effort to make small talk.
Indeed it is. Mm. Yeah.
So let's listen to that three more times.
Indeed.
你会唱歌吗?
不会.
你会跳舞吗?
也不会.
Second time.
你会唱歌吗?
不会.
你会跳舞吗?
也不会.
Third time.
你会唱歌吗?
不会.
你会跳舞吗?
也不会.
Okay, so lots of really useful vocab here. Now, I want to just, if I could, briefly go through it. So the verb to sing.
唱歌.
And to dance.
跳舞.
Now, the verb to be able to do, to have the ability to do some skill.
会.
And the negative form of that is?
不会. 不会。
There you go. Mm. So useful vocabulary. You can substitute those verbs for other verbs. Yeah. These are simple sentences. I suggest you go over them and listen to them again.
Mm.
Explore the world of Chinese. That is Chinese pod. Mm. Exploring is really important. Yes. Following your own pathways, following your own interests is crucial. Mm. Making your own connections because learning is personal.
Yeah. And speaking of which, yes. Personal learning, singing yeah. and dancing. We yes. have a video on ChinesePod.com featuring all of us singing and dancing.
That's right.
Yeah.
So why not go and check it out?
Yes.
Okay. It's been real. Mm. It's been fun.
Yeah.
We'll be back again tomorrow with another one. But right now, it's time for us to say
再见.
再见.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0880.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0880 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0880.